Lord, I do thank you for the enjoyment that comes from being part of your family, from your body, from individuals, Lord. I thank you what those angels said on the day they announced your son, that they brought good tidings of great joy. Great joy. And Lord, that's what we're experiencing tonight. Great joy. So thank you for this time. Bless the rest of our time. Bless this simple word, Lord. In your name, amen. Let me read a verse to you. It's found in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. The Apostle Paul writing to his son in the faith, Timothy, he says this, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness, that God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory." It's what I would call the Christmas story in a capsule. God manifest in the flesh, saving you and me. And Paul says it's a mystery. Christmas, Christ's Mass, his birth, it is a mystery. It's a magnificent, magnetic mystery. There's something about this season. It's almost unexplainable in a way. It's attractive. I read this article. You may have seen it. It's on the news right now. And it says simply this: the Japanese are crazy about Christmas. This is what it says. In a country where less than 1% of the population is Christian, Christmas has been reinvented as the most romantic time of the year. The popularity of Christmas has grown uninterrupted since the end of the Second World War, when the tradition, only partially understood, was imported to Japan. Speak about partially understood. It says this: One Tokyo department store included a Santa Claus nailed to a cross among its decorations. They definitely don't understand it. On top of that, their Christmas Santa Claus guy, he's not dressed like ours. They dress him up as a samurai warrior. I think it's a way to get your kids to ask for less. Try asking him for a present. And it goes on to say in this article, why is Christmas so popular in Japan? Why do people love it so much? It's becoming the most important holiday of their year, Christmas. Why is it? They give all kinds of explanations. I've got one. Why is Christmas so popular in Japan? To be honest with you, there is something special about this season. There's something attractive. Hollywood grabs a hold of it every year and makes a movie that millions of people go to about the Christmas spirit, about the love, the joy. Something happens to us in this season. I saw it this year. In the checkout counter, in the lines, the long lines, there were people smiling, saying Merry Christmas. Pulling out, I saw and stopped counting the number of people who would stop and slow down for people to cross in front of them with a loaded shopping cart. Families piling together in a car just to go for a slow drive around town to look at the lights. Exes and in-laws for this season putting away their differences, getting together, praying together, eating together. There's something special about this season. It's true. There's a joy. There's a peace. There's there's this spirit about it that's so very attractive. That's why Japan loves the holiday. They don't understand it, but they sense something in it. There's an attractiveness to Christmas. But the sad thing is this. The sad thing is this. For most people, many people, for those in Japan, after December 25th comes December 26th. And all the joy, all the cheer, all the love, all the forgiveness just seems to disappear with that next day. It's unplugged as quick as you can unplug your Christmas lights. It's packed back up like your decorations. The reason? The reason is simple. They pin their hopes. They pin this season on a day, December 25th. On a season, this time, the holidays. That's where they think the source of the joy is. That's where they think the source of the cheer is. That's where they think it's coming from. And once that day is gone, it takes with it the joy, the peace, the attractiveness that makes Japan, that makes Hollywood so envious. That's the sad news. But I'm here to simply tell you the good news. December 25th is not the reason for this season. December 25th is not why people love each other in a special way in this time. December 25th is not the reason why there's joy, why there's peace. That's not the reason. There's a true reason why Christmas is so attractive. And that reason cannot be unplugged like your Christmas lights. That reason cannot be packed up like your Christmas decoration. The true attractiveness of Christmas is Christ. That's what it is. That's what makes this season so special. And let me tell you some good news about Jesus Christ. Guess what? He's alive. Jesus Christ is alive. He came. Great is this mystery that God should be manifest in the flesh, that He should come down here and dwell among us, die for us, but now is received up into glory, 1 Timothy 3:16 says. The good news is this, as believers, for you and me, the great news is this, the holiday cheer, we can extend it all year long because Jesus, the reason for it, He's alive. He's inside of me. He's inside of every believer in this Rogue Bowl. And when we understand that, we take Him with us. We don't unplug Him. We don't pack Him up. He is alive. And the joy, the peace, the attractiveness of this season can be extended all year long. The peace, the joy. Well, how, Matt? I'm like those guys. When December 26th come, I'm back in the line grumbling for the long returns at Walmart. I stop even slowing down for people. They're just targets for me. Why is it? What is so different about this season? I haven't put my finger on it. I believe there's a real simple reason why this season is so attractive, so powerful. And you know what? Most of us, probably all of us are already doing it. What is it? It's during this season that we take our eyes off ourselves and put our eyes on other people. What can I get him? What can I get her? How can I bless my wife? How can I serve these people? We get our eyes off ourselves. We want to bless other people. We get our eyes off ourselves when we start to remember Jesus Christ. That's what we do. We get our eyes off of ourselves and start focusing on how we can help other people and bless other people and give to other people. We get our eyes off ourselves and remember Jesus Christ in this season. And you know what? If we'll do that every day, in every season, what we'll find is the holiday cheer goes all year. It's that simple. It's the acronym of joy. What's joy? J-O-Y. It's Jesus first, others second, and you last. You want to have a true holiday life, a restful life, a life full of joy and peace, Life like we're experiencing tonight right now, I believe it's as simple as that. Jesus first, others second, and you put yourself last. Just like everyone does in this season. That's why it's so attractive. We put away our petty differences. We love people in a special way. We're truly doing what the Bible tells us to do. Jesus first, others second, and you put yourself last. And watch and see this year be a year full of holiday cheer. Amen? Father, how glad we are that your Son remains with us, that he is alive, living in us, wanting to bring us a holiday life, as the book of Hebrews says, a restful life, a life with peace, a life with joy, a life that's abundant. And I pray for all of us in here tonight, Lord God, from wherever we're from, I pray that we would, in this year, prioritize to serve other people, prioritize to bless others, to see how we can help them, love them, that we would, Lord, put your Son first in our lives, seeking first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, knowing that all these other things will be added to us. Lord, live your life through us. We know that we'll leave here. We know that December 26th will come and there'll be those same emotions and those same tendencies. So Lord, we pray that truly you would live your resurrected power through each one of us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.